Hello, welcome to this lockdown half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today I'll be playing some suitably themed music for the incredible events of the last 3 months, opening with a suggestion that sounds too good to be true right now. Let's get away from it all. Let's get away from it all. Jelani Ennington and the Wurlitzer in the Grace Church, Sarasota, Florida, from his 2004 CD, Sarasota Spectacular. The 1931 Edward Heyman and Johnny Green song, Out of Nowhere, was introduced to the world by Bing Crosby, and of course is one of the great love songs of the era. But it works very well in the context of today's theme, and this lush arrangement by Tiny James on the Robert Morton in the Orpheum Theatre San Francisco takes us back to simpler times.
Thank you.
In 1945, Elie Bedell and Nellie Tolleson won the News of the World songwriting contest with Cruising Down the River, something none of us will be doing for a while. It was a resounding hit in the UK the following year, both on radio and via sheet music and record sales. This is Michael Main and the Hill Norman and Beard organ in the Dome Theatre Brighton, recorded in 1989. And while I'm on the subject of cruising, here's another perfect song for the occasion, On a Slow Boat to China, written by Frank Lesser in 1948. Bill Vlasic swung this arrangement on the Wurlitzer in the long-closed Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, on a CD of the same name, released in 1990. Thank you. I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China. Not at the moment, thank you very much. Here's another song from the 1940s, No Can Do, which was a lively Guy Lombardo Latin American hit in 1945. Ashley Miller, moonlighting as Kenneth Lane for the budget RKO record label, taped this in 1960 on the Wurlitzer of the Metropolitan Theatre, Boston, Massachusetts. A song from the mid-1950s, Learning the Blues, which charted for Frank Sinatra with a superb Nelson Riddle backing on both sides of the Atlantic. The song's lyrics start, The tables are empty, the dance floors deserted. Well, the reasons may be different now, but the blues are the same. That was John Clark McCall with another track from the Grace Baptist Church, Sarasota. As a fun tribute to all those who are singing the praises of frontline staff all over the planet, here's George Wright with a British novelty from 1932. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. George Wright, and a custom Rogers analog electronic theatre organ, most likely based on the 340 model sold in the 1970s. That recording dates from 1981. The Duke Ellington hit from 1942, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, is another love song, albeit about a lost love. Donna Parker released this version on her 2007 Lady Elsinore CD, which featured the Wurlitzer in the Elsinore Theatre in Salem, Oregon. Thank you. To close this coronavirus theme show, and bearing in mind the probable source of the outbreak, this is a Billy Mayle piano novelty from 1935, Bats in the Belfry. Taken from a CD celebrating 30 years of the Netherlands Organ Federation, released in 2000, this is Simon Gledhill and the standart in the Theater an der Schie, Schiedam. Bats in the Belfry indeed. This whole pandemic is pretty crazy, isn't it? Hope that you've enjoyed this somewhat light-hearted take on the crisis. I'll be back next time with whatever passes as more normal on these shows. In the meantime, to while away those lockdown hours, you can always go to my website, hotpipes.eu, for more great programmes of the King of Instruments. From Steve Ashley, it's goodbye for now.